的官配。
Yo, 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 yo. Wait, I need my headphones. This is 91.5 FM. You're listening to Cowan Corner, an experimental new show. One which I'm Jonah, by the way. This is my brother, Oliver.
Greetings.
Our last name is Cowans, so this is Cowan Corner.
Cowans.
You said Cowans. I guess. C-O-W. A-N, Cowan Corner. An experimental and great new show. Give me a second to be set up, Oliver. Okay? Give me a second. Just give me a second, please. Okay.
I'm living my life peacefully, sir.
There's extreme technical difficulties coming in to the show, to this special edition of Cowan Corner, defined by the Studio A breaking. So I show up here and... like, you gotta move the studio. I'm like, all right, move the studio. I need to find the aux cord. We've got all sorts of tunes planned. We're gonna have conversation about the tunes. There's gonna be plenty of them. They're gonna be good. I know, this is hella, this is unprofessional. It's just the way. Okay. I'm gonna start this off with a song I like to listen to.
There's a place where dreams are born. It's across the sea and through the storm. Now listen, come with me to this magic hour in ecstasy.
Enchantment by the Melody Mates. Oliver, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, listeners of the radio. I'm Oliver Cowan. I'm the secondary Cowan, primary Cowan.
Depends. That's a crazy statement.
Depends on your perspective, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce the song that you're about to cue? We didn't prepare. This is a sub slot. It's a pretty scuffed setup.
There's a lot of great songs I really love.
Please speak into the mic.
There's a lot of great songs I really love. One thing I've been listening to recently is Let the Radio Play by Reverend Barron. I don't know what this song's about. I haven't read the lyrics, but...
okay, we can analyze it after, or yeah, we can just let it stand for itself.
I think we should let it stand for itself. It's a pretty song.
If you care for me, Sleep. right down and watch the weather win. Open all your windows, let the rains fall in. Sit right down and watch the weather win. Oh, the wind will rock the pictures off the wall. Paper peeling, plaster that is crumbling to the floor. The vines climb through the chimney, wrap around the legs and tables, wrap around the skinny ankles, throwing flowers round the door. Open all your windows, let the rains come in. Sit right down and watch the weather win. Right down and watch the weather wind. Oh, drop by drop, the floor will soften, sagging like a canvas coffin. Oh, rain, saplings sprout in an easy chair, lift the rafters in here. Oh, I won't hurt you.
I think you know the reason why. Sometimes I go and get so good, then again it gets pretty rough. But when I have you in my arms, baby, you know I just can't get enough. Oh yeah,
everybody's gotta live.
Yes, they do.
And everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
I saw a blind man standing on a corner yesterday, baby. He couldn't hardly tie his shoes, but he had a harmonica and a guitar strapped around his neck, and he sure could play the blues. Oh yeah,
everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
I feel like I've seen just about a million sunsets. She said, if you're with me, I'll never go away. That's when I stopped and I took another look at my baby. She said, if you're with me, I'll never go away. Because
everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live before you know the reason why.
I had a dream the other night, baby. I dreamt that I was all alone, but when I woke up I took a look around myself, and I was surrounded by 50 million strong. Oh yeah,
everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live before you know the reason why.
Yeah.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die.
Everybody's gonna live.
That was Everyone's Gotta Live by Love.
It's a great band name.
Yeah.
But you know, they got to it first, I guess.
What do you think about band names? Well, if you had to create a band name on the spot, what band name would you choose?
You know, as a Los Angeles native, I really think that I would name my band something to do with, you know, the geographic features of Los Angeles. You know, I used to have a shirt that said L.A. River Fishing Club. I think I'd name my band L.A. River Fishing Club.
That's an interesting band name that you definitely came up with on the spot. You know, the reason that joke is funny, for those who aren't from L.A.
Who aren't in the scene out there.
No, it's because the L.A. River traditionally has not been a river. It's been an industrial waste dump. So only recently, with the advent of the development of that area, are the fish actually healthy again. No, they're just kidding. There are no fish.
There are no fish. That is the joke, though.
If there were fish, they'd be some really dangerous fish.
I was once sent a photo by my friend who was walking by the LA River and saw about 8 men in fishing gear with fishing rods wading into the river.
It was a bit, though. It wasn't like an actual...
No, they went in. I don't know what they were looking for.
Yeah, the LA River is an interesting place. Surprisingly, it is navigable. You can
Kayak?
By kayak, by foot, by determination and force of will, you could... That'd be a good
Probably
race.
Probably by car, too.
Like, no, imagine really they ran... Car. Imagine they ran a race. Like, it was like a multi-purpose
race. Triathlon kind of
like
thing?
A triathlon type thing. You're riding your bike, you're also like swimming
river.
Through the river,
or like also on the concreted banks,
also climbing. You have to climb over each dam. Okay, we need to refocus.
Let's
I've got a PSA
Tufts
right
University.
Now. Yeah, there's a PSA we have to read. Numbers to think about: worldwide prison populations. The United States has been the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts. Educational radio. Is Tufts freeform, or is WMFO freeform, or educational, or both?
Some might say that the freeform method is the most educational.
Imagine the radio was just class, and we subjected our listeners to school. Once more. Anyways, here's a theme from A Fistful of Dollars by Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra.
For those who have seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, I believe this is the sequel. We'll see if the score lives up to the original. This next song is a song that I truly love, a really relaxing song that takes me places. It's called Ruthless by the Marías.
Oliver, I have a question for you.
Of course.
Do you like Radiohead?
I love Radiohead. Do you like Radiohead?
I'd say they're a solid band. I've listened to them from time to time.
The upper percentile bands.
Upper percentile of bands.
Radiohead's a great band. And part of what makes them so great is that their songs really transcend the genres they wrote them in. And to prove that point and to share with you some beautiful music, this is a jazz piano version of their lovely song, Exit Music for a Film, played by Brad Meldow.
Looking for new music. This is Yugoslavian folk music, but upon my Spotify rabbit hole that I began, I found a band called the Javelina Rail Company. They have an album called Diamond in the Fish, released in 1996, and upon that album, there is a song called The Diamond in the Fish, which I will play for you right now.
The title track of the album. Better be good.
Mm-hmm. enough of that. That's enough of that. I mean, I don't want to talk over the music, but, you know, the music's kind of talking over me at this point, dare I say. This is probably the most... The Diamond of the Fish isn't a bad song, per se, but it kind of has an incessantness to it. It insists upon itself. I'm going to skip it. But upon... There's a band that I just found through that band.
So we got down the wrong rabbit
hole. Yeah, maybe we're on a bad rabbit hole. That's an interesting thing. You go on a rabbit hole, sometimes it's a good rabbit hole, and sometimes you find, weird surf rock that's just objectively bad. Or... No music is objectively bad. I take that statement back. This is called... I'm going to pick a short song, so if I have an escape route, if this band is bad.
Yeah.
But they're all long. It's the fates telling me to not pick them.
Oh, okay. Diamond and the Fish is still going.
I mean, this is the Diamond and the Fish.
How do we finish out the song?
I mean, I don't want to... Yeah.
Ska music.
What is ska?
You know what ska is?
Ska music is defined as Jamaican late 50s reggae, precursor to reggae.
I've heard it described as kind of punk reggae.
Yeah. Yeah, described as.
I've been listening very much.
Combination of Caribbean mento and calypso with American jazz and rhythm and blues. I can certainly hear the jazz influence.
This is not ska.
No, I know. No, it's a ska-adjacent band, because that's where... This is Christian ska, though. So it's a sub-genre of ska.
I feel like ska...
This is from Surf Sonic Water Revival.
A classic band.
No. It's Wave Perfect Instrumental. By Paul Johnson. Surf rock. As much as I want to be the guy that says you can't talk over music, I talk over music a lot.
I don't talk over music. I think we're different. Different people.
I mean, yeah. But listen to the song. It's good. But I think it's a background song. We can have a conversation with its peaks and valleys highlighted by this song. This song is literally and figuratively a riding a wave of dialogue. No, I'm just a bit. I'm gonna do a switch up. New rabbit hole. Volkswagen Blue by the Os Brazos.
You're not the Volkswagen Blues. There's only one.
Zeca, meu pai comprou o Volkswagen Blue. Zeca, meu pai comprou o carrinho todo azul. Zeca, meu pai comprou o Volkswagen Blue. Zeca, meu pai comprou um carrinho todo azul. Para Beto, para Dina, chega a bênção de Claudina. Anda minha mãe morfina, que saudade das meninas. Duas mares maravilhas, minha cara, duas filhas. Minha caravela, ei, vai seguir o rumo, ei. Minha caravela, ei, vai seguir o rumo, ei. Margarida, ê, pediu pra valer. Morena, morenê, camará, vou ficar com você. Vou viver com você, camará, com Jesus vou morrer. Zeca, meu pai comprou, ele abriu mais novo. Zeca, meu pai mandou, ele abraço e soltou. Zeca, meu pai comprou,
Address a specific audience listener who I'm reading over the shoulder of my brother as he texts this guy. I'm not going to refer to him by name out of respect for him and his family.
We do need to respect his family in this situation.
He's just complaining about my music choices, and I'm like, are you in my shoes? Are you me? I'm not you.
What position is he in? He doesn't own a radio show.
But he does have a valid point. He wants us to ask. He asked a question. One, which about, you want to read it?
He asks the deepest question of them all. It's definitely not the deepest question of them all. It's just a random question. Does struggle give value to art?
Does struggle give value to art? Well, I'm inclined to say yes. But does that necessarily mean that art made in the absence of struggle is illegitimate?
I mean, that's the question. I mean, I think we get a certain feeling from art we feel that's authentic. And if we feel like the song comes from someone's experience, then we're gonna probably connect more with that song. But that feeling doesn't necessarily actually have anything to do with what the artist went through. Maybe someone's really good at creating the feeling of them having been through that experience, but they actually haven't. Hmm. And so the question is, does struggle give value to art, or is it just communication in the end? Like, what inherent value does the struggle itself bring to music in this case?
I mean, I can think of a lot of artists where the art that they make is didn't actually happen to them, and it's still, I mean, for instance, like a fictional song about something that never happened to you but is something that is influenced by events in your life. You can abstract away from that as much as you want, and art can still be valuable. Music can still be valuable, even if it's just like, I don't know. And we're talking about songwriting, though. It's different than literally the chord changes and musical choices. I feel like it's almost like narrative driven. Whatever, we need to play some more music. There's a moment where the conversation dries up.
It wasn't a conversation.
It was a monologue. Was it a monologue?
The monologue dried up.
The monologue dried up.
Yeah. That's what dialogue is for. Twice as many brains.
Do you wanna pick another topic? Let's just talk. We have 10 minutes. This is Cold Brains by Beck.
No thoughts, heard no longer in the evacuated heavens. And the drain is drawn and drained and gone, and on it doesn't matter.
To round out the night, we have a topic we've been, you know, discussing off the mic for a couple of minutes and want to bring to you guys, which is how can you critique a song or any piece of art, for example, but in this case a song? Like, who is any one person to try to judge a piece of art and like evaluate its value inherently? How is someone supposed to go about doing that? Because in a sense we have to, because how else are you supposed to decide what music you like and what music you don't, what music the people around you, like, you recommend to them? But how are you supposed to go about that? What do you think, Jonah?
I mean, I think the purest way is just to describe your emotion. But then as soon as you get into trying to analyze, like, and impose a bigger meaning onto it, onto a song, it doesn't... I mean, it's aggressive. Like, I don't know. I don't feel good about, like, spewing an interpretation of a song and then branding it off as like the one truth of the song.
And then using that truth to say the song is good or the song is bad.
Yeah. What the heck? That's a Cowan corner moment right there.
It's a Cowanism.
Cowanism.
Us speaking in time together. But yeah, I agree. I don't know. There's another thought, but I've forgotten.
Yeah. No, because if you don't interpret the song, like...
Well,
like,
interpretation is different than critiquing, which is
because for me, I think about songs, like, I'll listen to Kendrick and then just, like, go through each line and, like, really think about what it means in the context of a broader song and the album as a whole.
Yeah.
But then you listen to it. You can, like, listen to it critically or you can listen to it emotionally. And it's almost hard to do them simultaneously for me.
Yeah, the emotional is just a separate way of processing. It's, like, the first way.
I think it's the true, not truer, but yeah, probably the truer way of doing it.
I think like anything,
the more pure way of listening to music, just feeling it more so than thinking about what it means.
Maybe, but I don't know if I agree with that fully. I feel like in a lot of senses, it's just multiple different lenses, and any of those lenses can be used in different ways. Like, I think there's a time and a place for both. If you're trying to analyze, you know, Kendrick's words and his lyrics, you could be doing that for, like, to understand your emotional reaction. That's a valid lens. Just because you're curious, trying to break down how he did it. Maybe you're trying to apply those ideas to somewhere else. I mean, I don't think it's any less valid than the emotional reaction. It's just a different way of doing it.
It's also interesting for as a fan or an audience member to, like, look at a piece of art, in this case music, and be like...
Oh, sorry.
No, don't worry, bro.
Yeah,
Studio A is broken, by the way, so we have to be in here. I don't know, but an artist usually has some sort of intention when they make something, and you're like, what are they doing? Like, why are you making this? And then you're trying to analyze it. So it's like a natural thing to want to understand a thing, to understand art.
Well, that opens a whole different discussion, which is how are you supposed to account for the artist's original intent in your interpretation of a piece of art?
Yeah, should you care? That's the whole art from artist discussion.
Yeah,
you're back.
Well, no, I think it's
one.
A different discussion. It's similar. It's similar. I mean, one of them you're asking, can you judge the artist's, like, personal values and, like, their actions versus, like, what is the role of, you know, the artist's thought process into creating something? Like, if an artist, you know, creates something because it makes them sad, but it makes you happy, like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
unanswerable questions.
Yeah. Right? Damn. All right. Yo, I don't know who you guys are. If you
There's another
me.
Program on next.
No, the problem is, okay, this is now we're just talking logistics, and I think it's an interesting experience for someone who's listening to the radio to be like, oh, like, everything is broken right now. Like literally, like, I don't know if you guys can hear me. Studio A is broken. So, yeah, the board isn't working. It's just dead. If you want to come plug your computer in, I don't know if you have a show, but where's the avid?